How you doing, everyone? I'm Pete Nero. Thanks for being here. Welcome to my podcast, Rants from Hell, another brain crack. So here we are. I hope you're having a good weekend, and I just wanted to say hi, see how you're doing. I wish everyone's doing well, and we can all get back to normal soon. Anyway, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, there was a couple topics that I wanted to roll into one to kind of do a refresher of other things I've done on my YouTube channel and other little topics I've talked about on here on my podcast. Swearing, using the F word, using the word fuck, just swearing in general. I mean, we all do it. I love to do it. Fuck, I'm trying to make a career on it. But we all love to swear, and there's always a time and place, of course, to swear and use the F word or the F bomb, like some people like to call it. But first of all, I'm a big advocate for swearing. I love to do it when it's appropriate, when you're in a situation when it's appropriate and no minors are around, and it's you're not going to sit there like Scarface and fuck, that's trashy. But first of all, when I was a kid, I was a mouthy kid. What a fucking surprise. I was a mouthy kid even when I was a little kid. I was they tell me is quick and witty and always had something on my mind. I was mouthy. I swore a lot. Now, people, my parents, on the other hand, conservative, Italian, Christian, low-key, quiet. My parents never swore. Well, they did swear, but I mean, my parents, they didn't swear themselves, and they were hugely against me swearing, especially when I was a kid. And people used to come over and just listen to, people came over to our house to get a fucking show, to listen to little Pete sit there and telling dirty jokes and swearing and this and that. And people, they didn't get offended. They used to think it was hilarious. I used to, people used to come over for a dinner and a show. But where did I get it from? I mean, sure, you get it from school and friends and whatnot. I think it's probably also, like a personality thing. It's genetics or something. I'm not very much at all like my mother and father. They're one kind of way. I'm a completely different kind of way. And again, they did not really inspire me to swear at all. I mean, I picked it up from, friends, people on the street when I was a kid, the other little kids on the block, and then school. But I mean, I'm not going to say I was way more mouthy than other kids, but I was mouthy, sure. I used to give a show, and I still love doing that now. Now, I do have some kids. I do have some young kids, and yes, I keep my my persona and my act and my work completely far away from them. They're never around when I'm doing my material. I don't really swear that much in front of them. You know what? I do as much as any other parent would. So I'm not inspiring my kids to have that kind of mouth. But my one daughter, she does. She does. Where she got it from? You're going to say, what a fucking surprise. Where do you think she got it from with a fucking trash mouth like yours, Pete? You know what? Maybe not. I think she has the swearing gene that wasn't necessarily taught to her. But she picked it up, from school and this and that. I think she's going to be like the next superstar shock comic of the family. Who knows? She does. I wish her well. But here's an example. I get a phone call. I mean, before all this COVID stuff happened, when my kids actually were going to school, I get a phone call. Oh, this is going back, maybe 2 years ago? I get a phone call from the principal of my daughter's school. And she's like, hi, Mr. Nero. You know what? It's, I just wanted to talk to you about your daughter, your youngest daughter. She's using horrible language, and she was caught saying, suck my balls. My daughter said, suck my balls in class. I almost fucking laughed on the phone, and I had to plug my nose and bite my tongue. so I wouldn't laugh on the fucking phone. And I, okay, so what are you gonna say? Like, honestly, that's not really one of even my words, so I don't know where the hell she got it from. But I said, you know, yeah, we honestly don't really try to inspire our kids to talk like that. So anyway, okay, suck. My daughter told someone to suck her balls. So, you know, if the principal is like, so if you want to come in, you know, sometime and into my office and we'll just chat about it. Okay, whatever. So here I go, getting ready to get a fucking tongue lashing because this principal thinks like I'm teaching my daughter how to be a shock pig like me, which I'm not. So I go to the school one day, you know, and I guess I got there during recess. You know, the schoolyard was full of kids. We're all, it was, you know, it was like, it was good weather outside. I mean, it was almost towards the end of the school year. You know, the weather was nice. Kids are playing outside and yelling and screaming and swearing. I mean, Jesus Christ, I can get half my fucking material from these schools, man. These kids swear a lot and they're talking about stuff more openly than even I remember we used to when we were kids. So I'm walking by a group of kids playing basketball or whatever, and all of a sudden I hear, "Fuck you, suck my fucking balls." So I think we found our culprit. Anyway, so I mean, yeah, some people like to swear. Again, I love to swear when it's appropriate. Not in front of kids. Not in front of, you know, obviously not in a business setting. But some people really irritate me. The people who irritate me are the ones who are always really sensitive about language. Now, you can have the right to not like certain language, of course. Hell, you know what? I have some friends on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, that we're friends. We follow each other. They're like hardcore professionals, and they're always, you know, private messaging me, you know, "Hey, I like your post, it's fucking hilarious, but I can't really respond because I don't want to be seen responding with that kind of language, you know, in front of my followers on my Twitter account," which I completely understand, and I appreciate people for private messaging me, and, you know, even if you're a silent fan, that's amazing, thank you, and I understand. I have a brand that I'm maintaining and creating, and other people have their own brand. That's obvious. That's perfect. But I'm talking about people who I don't know. They just, you know, first of all, if you're sitting on your couch, if you're sitting on your lawn, front lawn of your house, on a couch with a case of beer beside you, and you're sitting there, "Hey, fuck this and fuck that and fuck. You know, if you're using that word every two or three words, that's trashy, and, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. But in a situation where, you know, it's two adults in a situation where it's just us two, no one is around who shouldn't be hearing bad language, and it's two adults chatting, and, you know, we have a kind of a relationship, whether you're related or friends or co-workers, and somebody decides, "Hey, you know, what the fuck?" And, yeah, everybody drops the F-bomb, as these fucking anal retentive cocksuckers like to say, the F-bomb. By the way, the F-bomb is only used, you only mention the F-bomb when you're not supposed to say it, you know, when you're on TV or a live show or in front of kids or in front of whatever. But, I mean, if it's just two adults chatting and they have some kind of a relationship and I don't know, you know, and someone drops the F word or says fuck or shit or cock or whatever it is. I mean, take it easy, man. You don't have to get too offended, man. And I know some people who, you know, oh, they never want to hear any language like that. Well, that's great. But, you know, calm down a little bit, man. It's just swearing. Adults do it sometime. You know, loosen up. Buddy. You know, hey, Joe over there, you know, loosen up your fucking panties a little bit. Let your genitals breathe, you know, let your balls drop. Let puberty kick in a little bit. You're not going to go to fucking hell in a handbasket because someone said the word fuck. As if you're this important fucking holier-than-thou fucking guy who, I can't hear bad language. You know, that's fine. I'm not saying people have to be forced to hear swearing, but you know, if you're going to be like super hypersensitive every time you hear somebody swear, even in a situation where it is appropriate, I mean, come on, man. And I've known someone from my past who was exactly like this, you know. First of all, he sounded like a fucking Muppet, this guy. He sounded like he had a cock up his nose. Ah, he has an F-bomb. Shut up. Then fucking go away and don't fucking come near me and stay away from me then. You know what? We're adults. We're chatting. Relax, man. And meanwhile, then these guys are the hypocrites who run around and their personal life is a fucking disaster. And, but that's different. They can fuck around behind closed doors and make a mess of their life, but then they have to look at everyone else. Oh, you said the word fuck. Yeah, I did. So what? We're here. We're having dinner. We're drinking. We just finished watching a game. And the word fuck slipped. You all right there? Well, you shouldn't even be that fucking offended. You're not that fucking important. Anyway, to make a long story short, yeah. There's a time and a place and an amount. It's an important. The word fuck, it's an important word. You have to know how to say it, know when to say it. You don't really, you can't really overuse it. But let's all just be, let's all just chill out a little bit about it, man. You don't have to be that fucking anal retentive where every time you hear, wherever it is, someone say fuck or shit or cock or pussy or, relax, Jesus Christ, man. Go take a shit or something, whatever. But yes, I mean, people and swearing. Now, it reminds me of Eddie Murphy when he said during his, I think it was Delirious or Raw or something. It's like, you give a show and you're going to say jokes and you're going to swear. I think it was when Eddie Murphy was talking about getting criticized by Bill Cosby. Wow, as if Bill Cosby had any, but he's saying you shouldn't use the word fuck in your act. Like, who are you to tell me how to do my act? Eddie Murphy was saying, I don't give no curse show. I don't just go up on the stage and, hey, fuck, shit, pussy, motherfucker, cock and bitch. You can't give a show like that. You got to throw a joke in here and there. So it's just humor. It's just humor. No need for cancel culture. We're not being hateful and hurtful. We're just doing humor with an open mind and an open mouth. And we're trying to be colorful and we're trying to express ourselves and we're trying to rant. And it's difficult to do a rant show when you can't fucking swear. This is Pete Nero. Thank you.